Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Monday, October 16, 2023. I am Amber Lane. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican with strong ties to former President Donald Trump, won his state's gubernatorial race on Saturday night, a major victory for the GOP in a southern state that has been run by Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards for the last 8 years. Landry received nearly 52% of the votes among a crowded field. News that the former gymnast Mary Lou Retton, 55, is fighting for her life after developing pneumonia has prompted an outpouring of support and donations from her fans, who recall her as a vibrant teenage Olympian and know her now as the devoted mother of four daughters. The specifics of Retton's illness haven't been disclosed, but pneumonia is a common illness that can sometimes turn severe and require hospitalization. New York City may begin charging motorists traveling into major parts of Manhattan as soon as April 2024. The congestion pricing plan, the first of its kind in the U.S., is expected to get final approval next month. It will charge EasyPass motorists driving south of 60th Street, the city's central business district, as much as $23. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs the city's subways, buses, and commuter rail lines, released on Friday a final environmental assessment of the plan that includes new concessions for low-income motorists as well as Uber and Lyft drivers. Bloomberg News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is reportedly facing an existential cash squeeze that could bring an end to his 2024 run for the White House. Pence's campaign told NBC News that filings due at the Federal Election Commission by the end of Sunday will reflect some $620,000 in debt, and that Pence has resorted to putting $150,000 in personal funds to the low-polling effort. While the GOP candidate raised $3.3 million in the third quarter and has $1.2 million cash on hand, NBC notes that taking on debt has long been a sign of presidential campaigns in trouble and potentially on the verge of ending. Mother Jones. Cecilia, what's happening in the world?
Thanks, Amber. I'm Cecilia Sinclair, and in world news. A deadly wave of gun crime across Sweden has prompted the country's second biggest political party, the nationalist Sweden Democrats, to demand military boot on the ground to stem the violence. Years of mass migration from Zimbabwe has gained fresh impetus as an economic meltdown continues unabated, further denuding the country of the scarce skills it needs to engineer a turnaround. Census data released by neighboring South Africa this week showed the country was home to 1 million Zimbabwean immigrants last year, up from 672,308 as the last count in 2011, indeed an average annual increase of almost 31,000. Zambia agreed on a memorandum of understanding to restructure its loan with official creditors, co-led by China and France, finalizing a $6.3 billion deal reached almost 4 months ago. As hundreds of thousands of Gazans have fled their homes in response to Israel's warnings of a massive ground invasion, the United Nations is warning of an escalating humanitarian crisis. Many are struggling to find shelter and food. Gaza has no electricity and is running out of clean drinking water. It has become a matter of life and death, said Philippe Lazzarini, Commissioner General of the UN Relief and Works Agency, the agency that provides support and humanitarian assistance to Palestinians, in a statement Saturday. It is a must. Fuel needs to be delivered now into Gaza to make water available for 2 million people. Mother Jones. Misty, what's happening in crime?
Thanks, Cecilia, in crime news. In August 2020, a group of anti-abortion protesters sat in front of the doors to an abortion clinic in Sterling Heights, Michigan, singing Christian hymns and refusing police orders to move. They were arrested for trespassing, a misdemeanor. Then in February, the Justice Department announced a federal indictment in the case that could send some of the protesters to prison for up to 11 years. They were charged under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, a 1994 law that Attorney General Merrick Garland has called a key tool in the Biden administration's efforts to protect reproductive rights in the face of tightening legal restrictions for women seeking abortions. In 2022, America suffered more than 36 mass killings, where four or more people were killed, not including the shooter. One of those was in a Chesapeake, Virginia, Walmart, where six people were fatally shot and six were wounded in November. Nationwide, according to Washington Post data, 186 people died and 91 wounded in mass killing last year. Virginia launches fund for victims of mass shootings and will provide funding for funerals, rehabilitation, and other needs dubbed the Mass Violence Care Fund. Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican, signed the budget and the fund into law on September 14.
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. In Pritchard, Alabama, residents have seen water bills that range in the thousands of dollars. One resident hired a lawyer who learned that the problem was pervasive and impacted hundreds of residents in the town that has a median family income of $32,000. The residents filed a lawsuit against the water authority and learned that the water board has been misappropriating funds, leaving the pipes in disrepair. This failure has led to low water pressure and leakage of harsh chemical into the water supply, potentially leading to health risks. A little over 3 years ago, a menacing fog crept into the valley surrounding the small village of Satachia, Mississippi, causing a mass poisoning. Within minutes of breathing the air, residents choked and dropped to the ground. Nearly 50 people were hospitalized. First responders didn't know the calamity was caused by a carbon dioxide pipeline failing, but clues were there as they struggled to get to the scene. Gas-powered vehicles couldn't move, and some people lay in the streets struggling to breathe. Jack Willingham, the emergency director for the town's county, told NPR, "It looked like you were going through the zombie apocalypse." And he told HuffPost that despite the disaster, the village was in fact lucky, because if the wind had blown differently or the incident had happened when people were sleeping, there would have been deaths. The havoc that day was caused by a rupture in a carbon dioxide pipeline that shot a massive white cloud of concentrated CO2 into the air in a dangerous rolling fog. Because CO2 displaces oxygen, and oxygen is needed for gas-powered cars to work, vehicles wouldn't run. Because CO2 is heavier than air, the thick fog didn't dissipate but settled on the ground, where its lethal potential was narrowly avoided. This story was originally published by Yale E360 and is reproduced here as part of the Climate Desk collaboration. Brenda Whitfield recalled the first major flood at her home in the Eastwick section of Southwest Philadelphia when Hurricane Floyd filled her ground floor with 5 feet of water. "I was scared half to death," she said of the 1999 storm. "The water was coming, and the next thing I knew, my husband was like, 'Brenda, you got to leave.'" She rushed with her children to a relative's house in a higher section of Eastwick while her husband stayed home. "We saw canoes coming to get pets and seniors here," she said. Since Floyd, there have been tropical storms Ivan and Charlie in 2004, hurricanes Irene and Sandy in 2011 and 2012, respectively, tropical storm Isaias in 2020, and hurricane Ida in 2021, each of which flooded parts of Eastwick with up to 5.5 feet of muddy water. And then there were the smaller storms that left Whitfield and her neighbors with water in their basements and lingering questions about whether the community will remain habitable as climate change brings ever more flooding. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Low's Logic.